Now, as howling winds echo across the snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice, the delicious cereal shot from guns, in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System, present by special recording, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, breaking a trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
And King, on you, Husky!
Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. And the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
Our adventure will begin in just a moment. A little thought, a few moments of planning can change your whole existence. You can have security instead of worries about the future if you start now to invest regularly in United States savings bonds. For regular systematic saving, two plans have been set up for your convenience. The payroll savings plan where you work and the bond a month plan where you bank. With the payroll savings plan, you authorize your employer to set aside a certain sum each payday and invest the money in bonds for you. On the bond a month plan, for those who are not on a payroll, you authorize your bank to issue bonds to you each month and charge the purchase price to your checking account. Bonds may be redeemed any time after 2 months at the purchase price plus interest. Remember, savings bonds are absolutely safe and are protected against loss, theft, or destruction. Now, even better, invest more in savings bonds. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Jim Vail had been in the Northwest Mounted Police only a little over a year when he was assigned as constable to the district Selkirk. Jim was young and ambitious to make good on the job. One day, he sat going over reports when one of the townsmen hurriedly entered.
Constable, you better come quick.
What's the trouble, Mr. DeWitt?
Three crooks held up the trading post and wounded the storekeeper. I'll go right over. I'll go with you.
All right, let's go.
I saw him getting away, Constable. I was just coming out of the cafe across the street when I heard a muffled shot. And saw three crooks run out the store, head out the south trail with the dogs ready.
Did you get a good look at them?
Well, they were all bundled up in puffers, but I did notice one was a big fella, bigger than the other two.
Did anyone go for the doctor?
Yes, I reckon the doctor's at the store, but now maybe Mike will be able to give a good description of the crook.
No, don't count on that. Mike's unconscious. Doubt if he'll be able to talk for some time.
In that case, I'm wasting time going over there. I'll get my dog team and start out before those crooks have a chance to get too far.
The three crooks, who had about half an hour's start on the constable, moved along the trail a couple of miles ahead.
Hey, Fancy, Mark, one of you better get off the sled and go on foot. We're not making good time with a load of two of you for the dogs to pull. Oh, oh, you husky, oh.
Well, come on, don't just sit there. One of you get off the sled.
Oh, let Fancy try it a while.
No, I have a sore foot, Gus. Mark should be the one.
Ah, oh, for Pete's sake, both of you get off the sled. I'll ride a while and let Frenchy drive. Mark, you run along on foot.
Good. Nobody in town is famous, except that young constable. We can handle him.
We'll handle him if we have to. Well, we might as well put as much distance behind us as we can.
Do you really think that young constable will try to trail us alone, Gus?
He's just the type that would, Frenchy. And I hope he does, for that matter, without waiting for any help. Well, I'm ready to ride. Get moving, Frenchy.
All right. But I'm getting very cold and hungry.
After we put a few more miles behind us, we'll stop and rest and get some food. Now get going.
We march, Frenchy!
The three crooks turned off the main trail a mile or so further on and took to the frozen surface of a creek where the windswept ice left no tracks. Finally, they approached a deserted cabin.
Ho!
The sooner I get inside out of this wind, the better I will like it.
Come on, let's go.
Later, the crook Mark glanced out the cabin window and then got to his feet excitedly.
Hey, look, coming along the trail. The constable, Mark.
Yeah, so it is.
He's heading for the cab.
Well, what are we going to do, Gus?
Ah, don't get excited. He's only one mile. When he gets closer, I'll take a shot at him from the doorway. That'll stop him.
Gus, that's not good to shoot him out.
I know what I'm doing, Frenchy. Just leave it to me. I'll have my gun ready. Well, he's close enough now. Here goes.
Did you hit him?
Yeah. He dropped like a log. Come on, we'll go bring him into the cabin.
A short time later, Constable Jim Vail lay unconscious on a bunk in the cabin. The three crooks stood over him.
The bullet creased his temple, Gus. He got a bad bump on the back of his head.
Yeah, must have hit a chunk of ice when he fell.
What are we going to do with him?
I noticed some of the dead trapper's clothes are still in that old trunk over there. We'll take off the Mountie's clothes, put his uniform in the trunk, and dress him in the trapper's outfit.
Huh? Why do that?
Before we go on, we'll toss him into the ravine back of the cabin. When and if he's found, they'll think he's just some trapper who's had an accident. Now, let's get busy.
A constable's uniform was put into the bottom of the old trunk under other clothing. He was dressed in the clothes left by the dead trapper. A few minutes after the change had been completed, the constable opened his eyes.
Hey, Gus, come through.
Where am I? I can't remember what happened.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas. I want to ask you something.
Hey, you remember coming to this cabin, fella?
No. I don't seem to remember anything. Who are you?
You know who you are, don't you?
Well, I... That's strange, but I don't. I can't remember my own name.
Hey, what is it? Oh, quiet. I heard of it. Hey, fella. Maybe you'd remember if I told you your name is Pete.
Pete?
Uh-huh.
Is that my name? I just can't...
Don't let it worry you now. You'll be all right. Look, you slipped on the ice outside when we were coming in here and got a bump on your head. That's all.
I was with you, man?
Oh, sure. Were your pals, Pete?
Oh, my head.
But you don't remember that either, huh, Pete?
No, I don't remember. Just playing it.
Well, look, let me tell you exactly what happened and how things are. And then maybe you'll gradually get your memory back.
Oui, that's right. Tell him, Gus.
Oh, so strange that... I swear I never saw any of you before.
Well, think hard now, Pete. Look, I'm Gus. That's Frenchy.
Hello.
And he's Mark. We've been your pals for some time. We've all worked together on locker robbery. Haven't we, fellas?
But of course, Gus. Sure, that's right.
Why, worked together on robberies, did you say?
Listen to him, fellas. Talking like he's reformed or something.
That's sure a hot one.
Yeah, with the entire Mountie force looking for him as well as us.
It just doesn't make sense. I can't believe I ever robbed anyone.
Oh, you can't, eh? And I suppose you can't believe you ever killed anyone,
what?
Either.
Killed? You mean to say...
Oh, no. Take it easy. Well, come over here anyway, Pete. Don't tell me a bump on the head can change you that much. Why, the bullet crease you got from the constable before you killed him didn't faze you at all.
Now, look, all this is strange to me. If I could only remember, I have to remember.
Oh, now, take it easy. Get some sleep for a while, and we'll talk again. Come on, fellas, we'll play cards for a while and let some rest.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment.
Say, mothers, take it from the kids. The breakfast treat that can't be beat is Quaker Puff Rice and Quaker Puff Wheat. They're the winner for sure. First of all, they're the winner for crisp, delicious taste, because they're the ones shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size. They're puffed to perfection. And they're the winner for Sunny Natural Flavor, a harvest of flavor that Mother Nature herself puts into the good, wholesome grain. so when Dad and the youngsters pour out a bowlful of swell-tasting Quaker Pop rice or Quaker Pop wheat, you can be sure there's no factory sweetening, no sugar added. Yes, that's the beauty of Quaker Pop rice and wheat. The youngsters like to put sugar on them themselves, lots of it. And the grown-ups in the family may want to put on less sugar to suit their taste. Yes, look tomorrow at your store for delicious Quaker Pop wheat and Quaker Pop rice. You can spot them in the familiar packages with the picture of the big gun on the front.
Now to continue. The young constable, Jim Vail, whom the crooks now call Pete, fell into a deep but troubled sleep. The state of amnesia, which had been brought about by the blow on the back of his head, caused him to forget his entire past life. He had no reason for not accepting the story told by the crooks. And yet the idea that he was a crook and a killer was revolting to his real nature. He tossed and turned through the night. The following morning awoke, still troubled, but still with a complete loss of memory.
Well, Pete, you look much better this morning. Guess after that long rest, you remember who we are now, don't you?
No. No, I don't. All I remember is what you told me last night.
Well, it's the truth anyway.
In my dreams, I saw uniforms. Mounties. That's one thing that bothered me.
Well, easy to see why after you plugged one of them.
There were three of you last night, weren't there?
Yeah, but Frenchie took one of our dog teams and went back to town to get supplies for our getaway. Since you eliminated the constable, it's safe enough for him to go.
If I could only think back.
Oh, you'll gradually get your memory back, so stop worrying. I'm glad you're able to get up this morning. We'll be ready to hit the trail for the border this afternoon. You seem fit enough to travel now. Listen, you just forget all this, and let's have some coffee.
That morning, Sergeant Preston and his great husky Yukon King arrived in Selkirk and stopped at the constable's office.
Hey,
hello.
Hello, Uncle.
The door's locked. Strange Vail isn't on duty. Maybe we'll find him uptown. Come on, boy. We'll leave the team here till we come back.
As Sergeant Preston and King headed along the main street, they met one of the townsmen.
Well, hello, Sergeant. Glad to see you.
Hello, Mr. DeWitt. You seen the constable this morning?
Yeah, he started out to trail three crooks yesterday afternoon, Sergeant.
Huh?
They robbed the trading post and wounded Mike. The constable hasn't come back yet.
I see.
I've been thinking a young fellow like that wouldn't have much chance against three tough crooks. But he was anxious to get right after him.
Which way are they going?
They took the South Trail, Sergeant. Too bad you weren't here to go along with Constable Jim.
Yes, it is. I'll try to pick up his trail and go after him. He may have run into trouble. Thanks for the information, DeWitt. Come along, King. Back to the team.
Later, Frenchie hurriedly arrived at the cabin.
Oh, hey,
Gus, I find out something important.
What?
That Mounty has the big dog, Sergeant Preston. He was stopping at the constable's office just as I headed out of town.
Sergeant Preston, is he weird?
Hey, that's bad for us. That name mean anything to you, Pete?
No. No, it doesn't. Should it?
Yeah, in a way. When he finds out what you did to the constable, he'll be coming after
him. What are we going to do?
Look, since Pete's the one who killed the constable, it's only right that he should be the one to go back along the trail and watch for that man.
That's right.
You mean you want me to go watch for him alone?
Sure, I gave you back your gun. You could go back along the trail, find a place to hide, and shoot him from ambush if he happens to follow
him. Sure.
Remember, Pete, if he catches you, he'll hang.
We'll have the sled packed and ready when you get back. Now, you better get started, Pete. And for your own good, don't let that Mountie get past you. Remember, you have to get him first.
Well, all right, I'll do it.
Sergeant Preston had gone to the constable's cabin with Yukon King so the intelligent dog could get the scent. He took one of the constable's old mittens, then drove his dog team to the South Trail.
Hunting! Hey, Hunting!
This glove will give you the scent, boy. Now find him, King. Find the constable. Fine, boy.
All right, and King!
The constable, still troubled because of his loss of memory, had gone on foot about a mile back along the creek trail and hid behind a small ridge to wait for the arrival of Sergeant Preston. Meantime, the others back in the cabin chuckled over events as they hastily packed up to leave.
Yeah, let's do it, fellas. Having the constable hold off Sergeant Preston and slug him while we light out for the boy.
We'll be far away when that crazy constable comes back to the cabin.
He really believes he's a crook and a killer.
Well, come on. We're ready to leave now.
Frenchy, you and Mark take our team. I'll drive the constable.
Right, Gus.
Mark! Mark, you have
to... All right, go on. Mark there!
Out along the trail, the constable waited patiently. Finally, he heard dogs that indicated the arrival of Sergeant Preston.
I see him now. The money they expected. I have to shoot him. If I don't, he'll take me back for murder.
As Sergeant Preston came within range, Constable Jim twice took aim, but hesitated to pull the trigger.
No, I can't kill him in cold blood. I'll step out and face him. I'll give him a chance.
Sergeant Preston drove his team along the trail. As he approached the small ridge, a figure in nondescript clothing stepped out and called,
"Captain, you are in reach, Molly."
"Okay. Hey, Husky. Right here. You might use that gun on you. Come along, fella."
Slowly, with hands upraised, Sergeant Preston walked toward the man holding the gun on him.
"You'll not get away with this, mister. You're Constable Vale. What is this? Where's your uniform?"
"Uniform? Constable? Now listen, Sergeant, I know why you came here. I'm not going back to hang. I've got to kill you."
"I don't understand this. You must be out of your head, Constable. Put down that gun."
"No! Don't come any closer. My friend told me what happened and why you'd be coming here."
"Put down that gun and listen to reason, Constable."
As Sergeant Preston talked, he signaled to the great dog King. The intelligent dog whined. Then, as if frightened, crept off to one side. The constable, his eyes fixed in a strange way on the man in uniform before him, failed to pay any attention to King.
"You'll not take me to hang. I'll have to use my gun and get the dog."
That moment, the great dog King sprang from one side, grabbing the constable's gun arm and dropping him to the ground.
"I have your gun. Come, King. Easy, boy."
"Oh, my head.
Seems to have passed out. Constable. Constable." At his head when he fell.
For a few moments, Preston worked over the constable. Then finally, the man opened his eyes.
Sergeant Preston, what happened? How did you get here?"
"You don't remember what you just tried to do, Constable?"
"Why, yes. I tried to go to the cabin. There was a shot, and that's all I know."
"Cabin? What cabin?"
"The cabin right over there. Where is it? They were inside. I know it was
easy.
There."
"We'll get this all straightened out in a minute."
"Well, my uniform. Where is it? Where did I get these clothes?"
"That's one of the things I'm going to find out."
"Now, what is this? I don't understand."
"Take it easy. I'm beginning to get all this. You must have lost your memory when you were shot. Do you remember anything at all that happened after you heard the shot at the cabin?"
"No, nothing, Sergeant. Nothing until a moment ago when I opened my eyes and saw you bending over."
"I think I'll pick up your trail from here to the cabin. While we travel, I'll tell you what happened when I met you and what I heard in town. Come on, we'll get back to my sled."
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Check and see. See if your whole family, the youngsters, dad, and mom, don't prefer delicious Quaker Puffed rice and Quaker Puffed wheat for breakfast. Check and see how much you like the sunny natural flavor of the good wholesome grain. The sunny natural flavor that old Mother Nature puts into it. These premium grains are never factory sweetened. Sugar is never added to them. And you mothers will double check on this. Some of your family will like their cereal not so sweet, while others will like it ever so sweet. Now here's the beauty of Quaker Puffed rice and Quaker Puffed wheat. The whole family can sweeten them with sugar or use no sugar at all, just as they prefer. You bet. That's the way to enjoy the sunny, natural flavor of the one shot from guns. Remember, Mom, to check and double check on the way everybody in the family goes for delicious, crisp, fresh Quaker Puffed wheat and Quaker Puffed rice.
Now to continue. After King found the scent and started up along the creek trail, Preston related what had happened. The constable was very much upset to think he had held a gun on the sergeant. Preston told him to forget the matter and to tell him about the events up to the time the constable reached the cabin. After hearing how the young Mountie had immediately set out trailing the three crooks, Preston said,
"The cabin you speak of can't be too far since you were on foot, Constable. The fact that you lost your memory probably saved your life."
"The entire time is blank to me, Sergeant. Well, there's a cabin just ahead."
"Hurting. Oh, yes, he's..." "Feel all right now, Constable?"
"Oh, yes, sir."
"We'll circle around and approach from the rear. Let's go.
Come on, Jim." A short time later, the two Mounties, discovering the cabin was empty, went inside.
"Haven't been gone long. The fire's still smoldering. Do you recall being in here before?"
"No, I don't."
"Hmm. We'll search the place, see if we can find any evidence that'll point to the crooks. Get busy."
The two Mounties started a thorough search of the cabin. Finally, Sergeant Preston went through the old trunk and found the constable's uniform on the bottom.
"Constable, look here. Your uniform."
"Oh, I'm sure glad you found that, Sergeant."
"Wasn't what we were looking for, but it's lucky we found it. Better put it on, Constable."
Quickly, the constable removed the trapper's clothing he was wearing and put on his uniform. Then he spoke.
"Oh, this feels more like it. Now what do we do, Sergeant?"
"Well, have King pick up their trail out front. They must have taken your team. Come on, we'll find those crooks and bring them back to Selkirk."
Meanwhile, Gus, Frenchie, and Mark mushed along the south trail at a fast pace.
"I know that young Mountie must have blood pressed him, eh, Mark?"
"I hope so. Yes, he's going to be sore when he gets back to the cabin and finds we've left him.
But what can he do? He will not dare go to town if he thinks he's wanted for murder."
"Yeah, that's right.
Hey, wait a minute. Stop this, please."
Oh. What's the matter, Gus?"
"Truck line, bro. I need some help to fix
them." "All right, we might as well pull off the trail and rest the dogs a while till we get it fixed."
"Well, you pull over behind that embankment of ice and snow to the left,
please.
We'll be out of the wind. We'll eat something, too, while we're stopped. Let's go."
After fixing the tug line, the three crooks sat on blankets behind the embankment eating, while the dogs rested in the snow nearby.
"Yeah, we've been here too long already, fellas.
We better start out again. No use of us. Hey, listen.
Hey, that sounds like somebody coming down the trail."
"Yeah. Maybe something slipped up and that crazy constable didn't get pressed."
"What are we going to do if it is that Mountie?"
"We got guns, haven't we?
We'll stay here and keep our eyes on the trail.
If it is Sergeant Preston and that dog of his, we'll have a good chance to gun both of them from here.
Look, coming around the bend down there. Looks like two Mounties got it. One is riding the sled."
"Yeah. Yeah, there are two. Get your guns ready."
"We are."
"When they get well in range, we'll let them have it."
Sergeant Preston with the constable and King came around the bend and headed along the trail until they were almost opposite the embankment where the three crooks were waiting. King, running a short distance ahead, suddenly stopped. Then, facing the embankment, barked to indicate the crooks had turned off the trail at that spot.
"Hurry, hurry, Husky. Run out. Here, boy."
"What's the matter, Sergeant?"
"The way King was acting, Constable, I feel sure the crooks turned off the trail toward that embankment. And they still be there."
"Get down.
Get behind that snowbank over there. Come on."
"Right."
The two Mounties quickly sprang behind a thick snowbank while Sergeant Preston fired a few shots to cover their movement.
"This is a stalemate now."
"Not for long, I hope. You stay here. Fire a shot or two once in a while to hold their attention."
"What are you going to do?"
"I'll crawl along behind this snowbank to those evergreens over there and try to come up behind them. I'll take King with me. Go ahead. Keep their attention."
"Right."
"Come on, King."
While the constable fired intermittently to hold the crook's attention, Preston and King managed to reach the grove of trees unseen. Then they made their way through the grove and moved cautiously up behind the crooks, who were still watching the snowbank out along the trail. Suddenly, Preston called out,
"Drop those guns and reach, all of you!"
"That Mountie behind now. It's Sergeant Preston. Let him have it, fellas!
Hold it!"
"No, my arm!"
As Gus and the other crooks turned on Preston, they were exposed to the constable out on the trail. The constable fired.
"Oh, I'm here, but I'll get him!"
But the great constable moved in from the side and grabbed Mark's gun arm just as he fired. The bullet went harmlessly over Preston's head.
"Down, King. Easy, boy. Watch him. I'll pick up the guns."
"I am fooled. If he'd have pulled the shot when I did, we'd have got him."
"Maybe, but now you're through."
"You all right, Sergeant?"
"Yes, Constable. That shot of yours came in mighty handy."
"Hey, look, it's that young Mountie, the constable."
"That's right.
Mark, he must have been faking after all, as you thought."
"Maybe he was. That's something you'll never know. Constable, let us search their sled. See if you turn up the stolen money from the trading post."
"All right, Sergeant."
In a few minutes, the constable came back after searching the crook's sled, carrying a carpet bag. "The
stolen cash is in this carpet bag, Sergeant."
"Good. That's evidence against them. We arrest you three in the name of the Crown."
"I'll sure be glad to get them back to the Selkirk jail."
"So will I. We'll fix their wounds and then head back to town. Once they're in jail, and since you're yourself again, Constable, I'll be able to say this case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure.
Some of the most popular people you know are waiting for you on Mutual every Sunday. They're on hand to bring you their good company wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you do. Just turn your radio dial to your Mutual station and join the famous master detective, Nick Carter, on a suspense-filled case. For stirring and heartwarming tales of the Old West, a boy and his dog, there are the adventures of Rin Tin Tin. And more hard-riding, fast-shooting frontier exploits are brought to you by the ever-popular Western hero Wild Bill Hickok. You can thrill to the operations of big city law enforcement with the public prosecutor. And the famous journalist Bob Considine presents colorful news sidelights in an easy-to-listen-to column of the air. You'll enjoy yourself more when you let your Mutual friends keep you company every Sunday. Hear them every week over most of these stations.
And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant Preston reporting for duty, sir. Are there any special instructions?
Yes, Sergeant. I want you to go down to the dock. Pick up a boy named Bobby Tiggett, who's waiting there.
Shall I bring him to headquarters, sir?
No, Sergeant. You're leaving today for Sulphur City. Meet the boy and take him to his uncle's trading post. Bobby's an orphan, Sergeant. Do your best to make the trip pleasant for him.
Very well, sir.
Sergeant Preston doesn't know that Bobby isn't wanted at the trading post. Nor does he suspect that the boy's nagging, money-mad uncle will force Bobby to turn to criminals for help. Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure.
These Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Adventures are brought to you every Monday through Friday at this time by the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice, the delicious cereals shot from guns. By special recording in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System. They are a copyrighted feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated. Created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Fred Flowerday. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice. So long. This is Mutual, Radio Network for All America.